50 years ago, the Wilkie Housing Authority was established to operate and manage 10 units of low-rental housing in Wilkie. The first board members were Edward Drebbit, Edward Ortinsky, Mrs. Edith McIntosh, Mrs. Mildred Henderson and Arthur Bourgeau. Unity Carnival Queen candidates were Bernie Bast, Kathy Kuhn and Debbie McIntyre. A mixed rink, Rod Housen, Wendy Boker, Reg Parody and Lois Mays, representing Unity Composite High School, won the annual District Knights of Columbus curling competition. In a game as part of Senlac's Minor Hockey Day, Senlac Wee Wee defeated Unity Wee Wee 3-2. Tommy Forbes scored all three goals, assisted twice by Scott McGregor. Later in the day, Senlac Pee Wees beat Macklin Pee Wees 11-2 with Darcy Kuhn and John Bowie each getting hat tricks. 20 years ago, Premier Lorne Calvert called a by-election for the Battleford Cut Knife constituency. In the running were Wally Lorenz, Sask. Party. Larry Ingram, Liberal Party, and Gordon Yard, New Democrat. Winners of the Tramping Lake Ladies Bonspiel were Donna Fowler, Terry Morris, Mary Kloster and Cheryl Bergen. Donna Fowler also won the Lucelin Spiel, this time with teammates Sharon Stang, Linda Myers and Blanche Wack. Jillian Gruber, a grade 4 student at St. George School in Wilkie, won the Saskatoon Star Phoenix's Christmas Story Contest. The Unity Kinsmen Snowmobile Rally attracted 380 sleds, almost double their optimistic goal.